Hey, this is Joel from Zero Media, and you are listening to The Naughty Prude. This is a podcast where my wholesome friends and I come together to indulge in a little bit of debauchery. Giggles! Welcome back to another episode of The Naughty Prude. Over the weekend, I don't want to tell you guys the full story, but basically, long story short, I had to find myself staying awake for 2 extra hours, even though I was extremely tired. And I decided then to do this NGL.link trend that everybody's been doing on Instagram stories. At first, I was like, you know what? I would love to hear what people have to say to me when it's anonymous. But then I thought, why do people get access to my private thoughts? And then I got rebellious and I was like, no, I want to hear other people's private thoughts. And then it just entirely went to shit. So
You just didn't want people to send you messages like, fuck off, hate you.
And honestly, I was a bit scared of all the hate that was going to come. But then again, I was like, you know what? But anyway, so that voice that you just heard, right? If it's familiar, it's because it's Sarah from episode 5.
I think so.
One of the earlier episodes, you know, we talked about masturbation.
During the pandemic. Hey, it's me again. Still masturbating. I thought I was like a spicy person, but seeing those that you posted on your Instagram, all these spicy confessions, and then you telling us that there's more, I need to live vicariously through this, you know?
Yeah.
It's time.
As I started receiving all these different confessions, I was like, oh my goodness, I don't even know if this postable on Instagram, because it's like, it's too much. You know, there's the prude in the naughty prude, right? So I'm like, oh my God. The other day, I was like, you know what? There's too many. Like, honestly, there's so many that came in. I don't know if I have time to repost every single one as well. So then I said, you know, maybe I'll do it on a bonus podcast episode. I haven't decided back then I wanted to do it. And I said, here's the link to the podcast. Like, you know, go follow. Maybe I'll do it. And then when I posted it, enough people listened to it that it started charting on Spotify's chart. Immediately, I was like, easy, done. Let's do this. Let's do this episode. Okay, so I've got my NGL app turned on. It's not the only thing turned on right now. I'm joking.
I don't want to be in this space anymore.
So how we'll do this is basically we'll read it and then we'll react and we'll move on to the next one. Okay. Like fast game.
All right.
Okay, let's go. Okay.
Okay.
Oh my God. My boyfriend, okay, the first one goes, my boyfriend fingered me in the lecture theater during lecture last time. 10 out of 10 would do it again. Good for you, girl.
Yeah, good for you, girl or boy, whoever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I used the buddy bait with some friends, but most of us, I'm happily married now with some kids.
I have never heard this be called
what is buddy bait?
I suppose masturbate while your friend is also masturbating.
Oh, buddy, B-A-T-E.
Yeah.
But like master bait. Yeah. Buddy bait.
Buddy bait. I've never heard this. I'm going to use it. I mean, I've never done... Never mind. Let's move on.
I mean... I love this one. Another park bench story for your pile. I was getting fingered when some guy walked past us. It was kind of awkward because I was facing his direction with my legs wide open. I was wearing a skirt. But we were too into it to stop and just pretended we didn't see him. It was late at night and it was in a dark spot, so it was fine, I guess.
I guess. I mean, maybe he went home and buddy baited, you know, to that sight.
By the way, for the context of all those of you who don't really understand what's going on, it's really because a lot of people were submitting stories about them at park benches. Have you done anything in a park bench, Sarah?
No, but in like a deserted alleyway, maybe.
Really?
Allegedly.
I feel like I need to be comfortable, you know. I want to be in the bedroom, aircon.
Oh, no, nice. That helps so much. But sometimes it's just the thrill. I get it, you know. I get the whole like the thrill of getting caught kind of thing. But park bench, though, that
I
seems
know.
A bit too open. I
it's
don't
a bit
know.
Scary. I don't know. I can't. Park benches scare me. The thought of doing it at a park
What's
bench
your greatest fear? Park benches. Ooh, okay. Had my first ever blowjob on a park bench, another park bench, when I was 17, and also first time fingering a pussy my girlfriend was wild, but the relationship was wild as well. Not going back. I get it. But seriously, park benches. Find a better place. Okay, you know what?
I want to know what kind of park benches people are doing it at, though. Because, like, I feel like park benches are so open, no?
Yeah, exactly.
I get very scared, you know, because, like, Singapore parks are very dark at night. And it's like, what if got, like, weird stuff, you know? And it's like, I don't want weird stuff watching me have sex. It's a real thought.
No, I get what you mean.
Okay, the next one. I go to the gym near my company with my friends telling me that a certain celebrity likes to flaunt in the steam room. And I always get stared down by him. Save me.
I think you need to get steamy in the steam room.
That's the point of a steam room.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, next one. Not a question, but I really got to know how long a guy usually lasts from start to finish while doing the deed. Please do a poll. I don't know.
Anywhere from 10 seconds to 1 hour.
10 seconds?
I mean, that's about as long as someone lasted with me. So.
Wow.
I know.
I think, like, most people probably, like, 15 to 30 minutes, no?
I guess that's the average. But
like,
minus
foreplay. It's, like, the actual thing.
Yeah, I suppose that's the average.
15 to 20, 30, I feel.
I've had, like, really, like, legit, like, 10 seconds. And I thought he was like, okay, you know, finish, and then we go seconds. Again. But no, he just rolled off, and he was like, okay, thank you.
Love that.
I was like, what?
I'm a girl, and I love sex. I had many sex partners when I was younger till I lost count. But definitely less than 20, and this will be something I will take to my grave. You know what? She sounds like she's she feels guilty for having so many sex partners. But here's the thing, babe. Like, I know friends who have hundreds.
Yeah, I know people who have hundreds too, and it's just a number. Okay, as long as it's safe, it's consensual. Just do you, or you do everyone.
I had to take a shit midway through sex, but there wasn't a bidet. Bidet? How do you pronounce it?
Bidet.
In the hotel.
I think it's
French. Thought I cleaned up good, but my one... Oh, no!
What?
Sorry, I just read it. Okay.
Oh, no. I'm afraid.
I thought I cleaned up good, but my one night stand later told me that she swallowed a tiny piece of shit while going down on me. I was so embarrassed. I never saw her again.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry for the both of you, but I'm so glad we're reading this.
Thank you for the story. Hell yeah.
This person would like to know your cock how big?
Big.
No picture, no talk.
Okay, next one. I had a full relationship with a porn star from one of those cam sites. Her family even followed me on Instagram, and I had some conversations with her mom. Now, a couple of years later, I'm in a different relationship, and she still hits me up and sends me the most fire nudes. And to be honest, I'm fine with it.
Oh, I wonder if they're reciprocating, though.
Mm.
Yeah, but ooh, a porn star. I feel like that might be a dream come true for me. Okay, maybe not. I don't know.
I don't know if I would date a porn star.
Why not?
The pressure of like, oh, do you want a star in one? Because, you know, like, I don't know.
I think for me, it would be the pressure of, will I be good enough?
Oh, that's true. Because they've had, I mean, they're literally
they've had the professionals,
right?
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, actually, same. Insecurities creeping in. Okay. I'm not gay or bi, but I've jacked off my other straight guy friend before and vice versa. I'm not gay or bi, but I've jacked off my other straight guy friend before and vice versa, lol. It honestly reaffirmed my sexuality more than confused it because I wasn't turned on at all and I couldn't finish. 10 out of 10 would recommend for confused people, but I would not do it again.
Love that. You know, I love people who are not afraid to try.
Yeah. And sometimes it's like, if you're confused, the only way to figure it out is to just try and see what you like and don't like.
There.
Yeah.
Love it.
Good for you, bro.
10-10.
Okay. Sometimes I still think about how my ex touches me and how good he was with his fingers. God damn. Happily engaged to my current boyfriend now, though. He's amazing, but he's just not as good as my ex with his fingers. Damn, these are such bad thoughts, leh. Ayo.
You know what? I hope he's better at other things.
Yeah, you know what? He was your ex for a reason.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And with your current boyfriend, fiancé, you just have to teach him and tell him what you like and communicate what
makes you go the goddamn.
That's right, baby girl.
Oh, I received one of those infamous money for blowjob offers from Redacted. So clearly someone we know. And it's, okay, three letters, first word, four letters, second word. Who is this? And he accepted. Okay, I got it now. It took me a second. I was like, who? Oh, okay. Well,
No comment. I got drunk once at a party at my workplace and I ended up having sex with my colleague in the breastfeeding room. I don't remember how we got there, but I do remember me having knee burns from the carpet and sucking on something small.
Aww, hope it was a nice lollipop.
Hope he enjoyed the breastfeeding. I had sex in every faculty block in NTU while I was an undergrad. Also, on bus ABC route.
So just for context, both of us are from NTU.
I love NTU. Sex in every faculty block. That's a lot of sex. NTU is huge.
Do you think they mean like literally every block, so like block 24, block 25? Oh. Or do you think they mean like, oh.
Maybe like every school, yeah, is it? Every school, yeah, is doable. I think so too.
But interesting. Good. Where? For you. In the handicapped toilets. There's like specific handicapped toilets that I will go to when I want to poop. You know, those are the cleanest ones.
Actually,
so
same.
Hope,
yeah.
I hope y'all did it in the clean area.
I hope you didn't do it in the ones I like to poop in. Okay, I mean, not that I'm there anymore. So. Moving on. I just finished watching a movie and realized that this old man in front of me was going down on the other one. Wow.
The other old man.
Two old men. Wow.
Oh, I love that. Geriatric, you know, sex. Go, grandpa.
Because after the movie, the other old man stood up and was pulling up his shorts that wasn't lowered and he wasn't wearing any undies. Ooh.
Interesting. I want to hear more cinema stuff. I want to hear people doing stuff in cinemas.
Honestly, a lot of people do, you know.
I was one of them.
So on Instagram, I told everyone that there is CCTVs, night vision CCTVs that can be controlled by the staff. And a lot of people were like, oh my God, Joel, I did blowjobs, I did this, I did that in the cinemas. And I'm like, guys.
I was one of those people, remember?
Hotel. Go okay, to a hotel.
But to be fair, I didn't do it here. I did it when I was on exchange.
Ah, okay la.
So maybe they didn't have a camera.
No one cares la. Huh? Overseas. You can just be whatever you want overseas. No one will know. Except when you tell it on a podcast. I need some alcohol for this, man. This is too much. Okay.
All right, we should have done this later at night.
Right. I brought my fling back to the office at night and had sex in the conference room. The thing is, she still had a period then and had a small bit leaked onto the carpet. The whole room stinks now. And nobody knows why.
Oh man, I love that. But also I love that. Because can you imagine just going back to the conference room and smelling that stench and you're like, ah, the night of sex.
I don't know. Every time they go into the conference room now, it's like, you're here for a serious meeting, but all you can think about is the sex, no?
It's kind of exciting,
I guess. Well, it will definitely save you from boring work meetings, you know?
That's true. Yeah.
Well, the next one goes, I got sucked off by a drag queen on the park bench. Sorry, I told you. During a trip to Scotland. It was freezing cold, but worth it.
I think you were kept pretty warm. Yeah. Part of you was.
One part. Okay, I ruined a marriage by accident, but I'm not sorry about it. I was cyberbullied by my boyfriend's ex, so I retaliated by pretending to be my boyfriend, and I DM'd her using a throwaway IG account. I told her I still miss her, and I asked her if she wanted to continue things behind her husband's back. She took the bait and broke up with the guy that she was cheating on her husband with. The dude, because of his fragile masculinity, told her husband all about the man that she was cheating on him with. And now they're going through a divorce. Sorry, not sorry.
Ooh, that's a lot. That is a lot. But all right, you know
good
what?
Good for you. You know what? Never mess with a bad bitch. That's all I'll say.
This is the kind of stories that I need, you know? Storing them for later.
When I was 13, my desperate, sexually frustrated teenage self decided that it was a good idea to fuck a speaker subwoofer. What? 10 out of 10 would not recommend.
Okay, wait. What do you mean? What, like a big subwoofer? Or is it like a smaller one that you shove up there? Or what? What do you mean?
I feel like they say fuck, it's probably a guy putting his dick into a speaker.
I don't know. Maybe it's like the small one. Or because subwoofers vibrate a lot.
Maybe. So maybe, yeah.
That would be good for a girl. I mean, creative.
I just want to know logistically how that would
work. Yeah. I just want to know.
Once I quietly liked someone and used my weekend bookouts to buy her food and make sure that she's studying fine in JC, I confessed to her after the A-levels and I didn't... I confessed to her after the A-levels because I didn't want to distract her. And she said no, which was fine, but she ended up dating someone else random a few months later. It still affects the way I see relationships nowadays.
Why? Just because you were nice to her, she has to date you?
Exactly. Okay, honestly, fair. Yeah.
Right.
You're not entitled to someone saying yes to you just because you showed her niceties. Exactly.
Get over yourself. Move on. You will find someone.
Even the basic level of like friendship, you're not even entitled to that. Exactly. You know what I mean? So, you know what? Here's the thing. You are a nice person, I'm sure, and you will find someone who will find you nice and they will date you. So just keep putting yourself out there and keep being nice to other people. Just don't feel entitled to their love.
Mm-hmm. Well said.
My straight best friend experimented with me, bracket gay, while he was still attached. He said he was bi-curious and wanted to try. I couldn't look at his girlfriend in the eye after that incident, and thankfully they broke up and got married to other people. We literally never talk about this incident ever again.
Well, maybe he just needed to figure himself out. I don't agree with him being in a relationship and doing it, but I'm just so here for guys who are not afraid to experiment with their sexuality. Seriously, where are all these men?
Oof. All right, next one. Oops. Nope, skipping that one.
I was on a date with a girl, went to a private party with her and her best friend. I ended up making out with her best friend. Am I a bad person or can that be considered a boss move? You're both. I'm just going to give you both. Go ahead, take it.
No comment on this one.
Friend with the benefit gave me a blowjob while she was on a Zoom call. Camera off, but not always muted. Oh.
This one really made me confused because it's like when you're on a Zoom call. Okay, maybe when she needs to talk, then she will like, yes. The presentation slide 42 is talking about the marketing, whatever.
And then press mute.
Okay, read this one. Okay. This is the one I sent you, actually.
My best friend and I went for an overseas trip together, got crazy drunk one of the nights, and we started making out, fingering, and eating each other. Woke up the next day like nothing happened, and we never spoke about it. We're not lesbians, though. Okay, sure. Why can't these things happen to me?
Experimental, I guess.
Experimental, no. Go for it. Love it. I'm so here for this. But okay. I just want it to happen to me.
Okay, this one is the most fucked up one, I feel. Okay, I'm going to read this one. And this is the last one, really, because we have to go for an event after this, and we're already late. Okay. As the previous person alluded to, always late. Okay. So this person goes, I snuck into my crush's room, and I found fresh cum in tissue in the rubbish bin.
Oh no, I'm so afraid. I need to prepare.
So I stole it and I jerked off to it while sniffing and tasting it.
Oh my god. This is what I came for. Well, this is what they came for too.
wait, it doesn't end there.
Oh no, seriously?
I felt guilty, so I returned the tissue to the dustbin after I was done.
I wonder if they added that cup to it.
Maybe.
You know, like a gift.
A symbolic union.
Oh no. Yeah. I love this.
Well, guys, I hope that
has satisfied your spicy side.
Yes. So it's a little thank you from us to you for getting Naughty Prude charting. I hope you enjoyed this episode. This has truly been a trash episode. Zero preparation, zero anything.
That's exactly
anything.
Why you asked me, because I'm the trashiest.
I mean, yes. So go listen to Sarah's episode. You know what? Let's just find out what episode it is so that we can plug it up properly.
I think it was five. Yeah, I talk a lot about masturbating and being single during the pandemic.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Yeah, and then I was not single And then you got it wrong. Again.
It was episode 6. Oh, episode 5 no. is Ben King.
Oh, okay. Well, you can listen to that one too. Yeah. It was pretty good one. Yeah. I remember listening to that.
All right, guys. Don't masturbate. I don't know. How do I end this?
No, just masturbate by yourself.
Don't buddy bait.
No, you can if it's consensual. Just don't steal semen don't from someone.
Don't steal cum. Don't cheat. And use protection always.
Yeah. Happy orgasms.
Bye.